All right, welcome back, Cornet fans. We're getting set for the fourth and final quarter of this Missouri Class 3 District 16 ball game between Chillicothe and Cameron, the 71st meeting between these two schools. And right now, Chillicothe has the advantage on the scoreboard. They lead it 38-0 as we were in a continuous clock mode at this point with the 35-point deficit here in the game. Cameron has the ball, however, third down and 10 at the Chillicothe 42. Four wide receivers set as Way goes back to pass, throws the screen. It's caught in the back, out of the backfield by number 12, and he turns upfield and is brought down at the Cameron 40. Michael Richardson, a sophomore, 5'5", 131-pound running back, catches it and turns it down upfield to the Chillicothe 41.
Well, to bring up a fourth down, fourth and five.
A gain of five, fourth and five.
Fleshman comes out of this ball game, Butch. He's now replaced by Jerry Bremer, a senior, 5'8", 152-pound wide receiver. So some substitutions being made by the Cameron Dragons. Three wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Back to Pasco's Way, throws it. It's caught by Gabbard at the 41, but he's brought down immediately. By Guy Vincent.
Nice job that time by Guy Vincent to come in there and make the hit.
Just
that play goes for no gain. And Chillicothe will get the ball on the change of possession there. First down and 10 at their own 41-yard line. Clock continues to run here with 10:44 to go in the game. Chillicothe has the ball and leads 38-0.
Chillicothe has the ball now on offense and a new quarterback into the ball game. That's Jake Matthew, the junior, replacing Jacob Lewis. And he breaks huddle with the Chillicothe offense. They'll have it first and 10 at the Hornets' 41-yard line. Three backs in the backfield. Matthew hands off to one of the running backs. That's number 10, Bussey. And he goes off left tackle.
Number 10, Austin Bussey on the carry.
Gaining three up to the 44-yard line.
Tackled by number 55, Keith Martin. A gain of three, second and seven.
9:50 remains in the game. Chillicothe leads it 38-0. Zach Douglas into the ballgame. DJ Gannon and Austin Bussey. All three in the backfield. Matthew changes the play. Gets back under center on second and six. Hands off to DJ Gannon. DJ crosses the 45 up to midfield. He goes. He's going to be short of the first down by 1 yard. It's going to bring up a third down for Chillicothe. Jake Matthew had a start earlier this year against St. Joe Benton. Butch did a really good job leading the offense.
Yeah, did an excellent job. And he does a fine job of running the junior varsity team also.
Matthew under center on third down. He hands off to DJ Gannon. He's got the first down and more as he gets down to the Cameron 44. That kind of rhymed there, Butch.
For the Hornets.
Yeah.
Number 45, Nathan Fagerstone.
8:50 now remains in the game.
First and 10.
Some younger players getting a chance to play here in district competition. Chillicothe breaks huddle, gets up to the line of scrimmage, which is now the Cameron 44. Matthew hands off to Zach Douglas. Douglas, the senior, crosses the Cameron 40 and is brought down at the 39.
For the Hornets.
Gain of about 5 yards that time by Zach. Being up a second down and five.
Second and five.
Chillicothe just kind of taking its time here.
Down to 8:20 remaining in the game. As Matthew comes up to the line of scrimmage, three backs in the backfield. Strong line to the right. Hand off to DJ Gannon off left tackle. Crosses the 35, the 30, the 25. Still on his feet at the 20. Brought down by Clow at the 20.
Ball carry by number 25, DJ Gannon. For the Hornets, nice gain on the play.
Another stop first down for the Hornets. As DJ Gannon was able
first
to pick up about 20 yards on that play. Just kind of zigging and zagging and taking the ball down the field. Just a nice job that time. Good blocking up front And it's pretty obvious Cameron is starting to, they're getting tired.
DJ Gannon, only a sophomore for this Hornet football team. He gets the call again, crosses the line of scrimmage, ball which is the Cameron 20, gets DJ down to the Gannon. 15. 7:30 remains in the game. Chilligothe leading it 38-0. Jake Matthew game entering this ball game tonight.
Had
completed 2 of 12 passes on the season for 32 yards. He has one touchdown pass and 2 interceptions in 2010. New running back into the game is Lane Clark, replacing Austin Bussey. Pitch back goes to Gannon again. Gannon crosses the 15, crosses the 10, gets down to the 8 of Cameron. Looked like he picked up a first down, and they are going to move the chains as it'll be first and goal for the Hornets at the Cameron 8-yard line.
Yeah, once again, a nice run that time, and another first down for the Hornets. And once again, they're knocking on the door here, and let's see if they can't punch it in as the younger players are getting a chance to play.
Clark, Gannon, and looks like Zach Douglas into the backfield. Handoff, I believe, was to number 11, Lane Clark. He crosses the 8, crosses the 5,
11,
and gets down
Lane
to the
Clark
3.
On the carry for
his
the
first carry of the season was almost resulted in a touchdown.
14,
took
Wade.
Half the Cameron team to bring him down. He did a nice job
also
of running. I thought he was going to punch it on in as the
goal.
7 or 8 players were trying to bring him down, and they couldn't get it done. Is there timeout on the field as we have an injury?
We've got two injured Cameron Dragons come out of this ball game. One of them is Zach Way, the quarterback.
Oh, that's too bad. I'm sure that he's playing injured because he had to come in, and so that is too bad. That's not good.
All right, here's Chilligothe. They give it Lane Clark, DJ Gannon, and Zach Douglas in the backfield. It's Matthew awaits the start of play by the referee.
Yeah, we're getting the players off the field here as they.
Check that. Austin Bussey's in the ball game along with DJ Gannon and Lane Clark in the backfield. Quarterback sneak by Matthew. He stood up, continues to spin and off defenders, and he scores a touchdown. Touchdown by Jake Matthew, the quarterback, with 5:55 remaining in this game here in Cameron. Chilligothe now leads it 44-0 over the Dragons.
Well, touchdown there for Matthew. 2-yard run. Capping Chillicothe got the ball on the 41-yard line.
Allen Klein in to attempt the point after. He's 2 for 5 so far tonight. 3 blocks. Here's the kick. This baby's up and high, and it is good.
The point after is good.
So with 5:55 remaining in this District 16 ball game, Chillicothe leads it 45-0. Over the Cameron Dragons, let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets Football on the legendary home of the Hornets, KCHI.